Hello and welcome to my training. Chuck Holmes here, network marketing professional. What I'd like to do today is share some tips on converting your MLM leads. Now, keep in mind, this advice will work for converting any type of lead, really for any type of business. So let's get into it. You generate a lead. They're basically a prospect. They're curious. They've requested more information. You want to get them to convert to become a paying customer or a distributor or buy from you. What is the secret? Why is it that some businesses struggle to generate any leads? Other businesses generate lots of leads, but they don't get many sales from it. It really comes down to conversion. And conversion is an art. It's a science. It's something that anyone can learn to do if they put in the time to figure it out. So here are some simple things you can do to convert a higher percentage of your leads. Number one, you need to follow up with people 7 to 20 times. Now, this doesn't mean you call people 7 days in a row or 20 days in a row and bug them or annoy them. But keep in mind, most people are not going to buy on the first exposure. Most prospects need minimum 7 to 20 follow-ups before they buy or join. Be patient, don't use pressure, and stay in touch. I want to just share something I've noticed on TV. It's kind of funny. We'll see a commercial for a new product in many cases. First couple times we ignore it. We see it a few more times. Maybe we turn the channel. We see it a few more times. We watch the ad for the first time. We see the ad 5 or 6 more times. We know the ad. We know what the product is. We see the ad another 5 or 6 times and we end up owning the product. And then we don't even know why we bought the product. That is the result of good follow-up, of good marketing, of good advertising. That is what you want to do in your business. Every time you're talking with your prospect, you're planting a seed in their mind. And it takes time for that seed to cultivate, to harvest, to grow. So be patient, stay in touch with people without using pressure or hype, and you're going to be good to go. Number two, provide value. Keep in mind, most people care most about themselves. We have this self-interest. That's okay. It's normal. So when your prospect is talking with you or hearing from you, they don't really care about your business. They don't really care about you. They care about what's in it for them. So make sure that when you are communicating with your prospects, you focus on what's in it for them. How do they benefit by buying your product or service or joining your business? And if you can't answer that question, your prospect won't be able to either. So make sure you relay that message to your prospects. Number three, if you want to convert more leads, track your advertising. Use a different tracking code for each type of advertising that you use or each lead generation strategy that you use to see which one converts the best. You may find some strategies generate a lot of leads, but they convert very poorly. Other strategies, maybe they don't generate as many leads, but they convert on a very high ratio. So if you don't track it, you can't improve it. So start tracking all of your strategies that you use to generate leads. Next is you got to have a call to action. A call to action is where you tell the person what you want them to do next. You're either asking them to buy your product or you're giving them specific instructions. So what I like to do as an example call to action, at the end of each video, this is basically what I say. If you enjoyed the video today, please do me a favor and like, comment, share, and subscribe. And also check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video to get access to great tips and secrets that can help you level up your business. That's an example call to action. I'm telling people what I want them to do. If you don't tell your prospect what you want them to do, they're going to procrastinate and they're probably not going to do anything at all. The next thing you want to do is use multiple channels to follow up with people. You want to use a combination of email, text, phone, face-to-face, direct mail, and in-person. This makes a big difference. If you're just using Facebook or if you're just using email or you're just using mail, you're leaving money on the table because everyone communicates in a different way. Some people, it's easier to reach them through direct mail. Other people, it's easier to reach them through phone. And other people, it's easier to reach them through email. So if you're using a combination of all of those, you really can't go wrong. Next is FOMO. FOMO means fear of missing out. All right, keep this in mind. People do more to avoid pain than they do to gain pleasure. People either buy something because of the fear of loss or the pleasure they're going to get from purchasing that. Remember this, pain and pleasure. This is the most important part of this training. You will make more sales no matter what you sell by explaining to people what they lose out on by not buying from you today. If you tell them how they benefit and what they get, yeah, that's better than saying nothing. But you'll be even more effective if you tell people what they're going to miss out on or what they lose out on by not making a decision today, because fear of loss is the greatest motivator that I know of with prospects when it comes to buying things. The final tip that I want to share with you for converting your leads is to use a sales funnel and automate the process. You want to use an autoresponder if possible. And an autoresponder is basically just a software program that manages your contacts and it sends out emails automatically on your behalf so you don't have to. People basically visit your website, they type in their name and email, they are added to your list in your autoresponder, and they start receiving the messages that you have pre-written in your autoresponder. So do yourself a favor. Get an autoresponder in all of your advertising and lead generation strategies. Point people to your capture page. Your capture page is a one-page website where people type in their name and email to request more information. So you're sending everyone to your capture page. You can track it with each of your different advertising sources so you can figure out what's converting well. Because you want to build your list. Your list is going to be your most valuable tool. What I do in my business, I send everyone to my capture page. Some of them opt in, they're added to my list. They start receiving my emails on the schedule that I set, and the emails are sent out automatically. And these people eventually get warmed up to me and they start to like, know, and trust me. And what I do is I'm patient and I wait. I don't call my prospects. I wait until they are warmed up enough that they reach out to me. And this is how I built my whole business. That's how I built all my online businesses. I don't chase anyone. I want my prospects to chase me. The only way you're going to make that happen is if you have a sales funnel and you automate this process. And then what you do is you focus all of your time and energy on generating leads. And then your sales funnel, which is simply your autoresponder, your sales funnel is doing the heavy work for you. And you're just adding new people into your funnel every day, and you're waiting until people are warmed up and they reach out to you. And if you're always adding new people to your funnel every day, you're always going to have people who are ready right now. Now, most of your prospects, they're not ready right now when they first enter your funnel. But in time, after maybe a few weeks or a few months, they get warmed up to you and your business, and you're going to convert a lot more leads because you stayed in touch with them. They started reading your emails and they started to get that like, know, and trust with you. So these are some of my best tips for converting your leads. You're never going to convert 100% of your leads. As a rule of thumb, if I convert anywhere from 10 to 30% of my leads, I'm very happy. Some people have a higher conversion rate than that. Some people have a lower conversion rate than that. This is what I recommend you do. Track your conversion rate and then figure out how many leads you need to hit your goals. So let me just give you an example. Let's say that 1 out of 10 of your leads convert and you want 10 new customers in your business this month. Well, you would know that if you get 100 new leads, 1 out of 10 of them, which is 10, are going to become a customer. So your focus for the month should be on generating 100 leads rather than worrying about the 10 customers. Because if you generate the 100 leads, there's a high probability you will get the 10 customers that you want in your business. So this concludes today's training. I hope you got some value from it. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe. That'll help our channel out a lot. Also, check out the links and the resources in the description box below this video. They can help you level up your business. I hope you got some value from this. I do post a new video every day, so make sure you check back tomorrow. Thanks again for watching. Have a great night.